pausing now to listen to some internal audio loops. Again, the operations team here on the ship communicating with everyone out on the water. It seems like currents are hindering them a little bit from unfurling and inflating the stabilization collar as well as the front porch. But again, the requirement to get the crew out within 2 hours of splashdown, plenty of time. So no concerns just yet. But as calm as the water looks, yeah, it looks like it's hindering the teams just a tad. You can see in some of our shots that side hatch still open. Again, inside, there are now 8 people inside. 4 divers, Navy divers, all with medical training, each assigned to an astronaut each. Making sure that they're comfortable, feeling good. As you've heard us say in the broadcast, you know, they expect a little bit of discomfort. Again, these astronauts just traveled back to Earth at 25,000 miles an hour, a nearly 695,000-mile journey around the moon. If you think you get carsick. Boats out there, lots of gear with them, just in case, right? As we said, the crew reported feeling great. But again, all those folks out there, in case they weren't, right? NASA is all about making sure we think about every situation that can happen. And so, of course, wanted to be ready in case any of our astronauts needed more medical attention while out there in the water. You see now teams, again, trying to set up the stabilization collar and front porch for the crew to get out of Orion. They need both, right? The stabilization collar will keep Orion from swaying as you see it is doing now. And then they will connect the front porch to the stabilization collar so that the crew can take 2 steps and they will be in the front porch. Not a lot of chatter on the mission audio loops. That's a good thing. Again, things